Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with District 42 State Senator Jeff Reichman. The House and Senate have compromised this week on increasing state aid to K-12 schools by 2.4%. Are you concerned because of decreases in enrollment this year that schools will have to increase property taxes to make up for a loss in funds due to the decreased enrollment?
There is a great deal of concern about that. You know, what they've done too, though, there's the 2.4%, but they've also added some per pupil charges, additional funding to help make up for that. So it helps close that gap. And, you know, it is an additional $45 million going out there to the $3.5 billion that's already there. So that was talked about, and I don't know what the actual impact is going to be yet. But of course, yeah, raising property taxes is always a concern. I own property in down here in Lee County, and you know, the taxes are going up. So haven't seen the impact of that, and I hope it's not a big impact, or hope it doesn't go through at all or not needed.
Republicans on a Senate panel have advanced a bill for schools that would require people to use bathrooms that align with their birth sex. Do you think this would make Iowa schools less welcoming to transgender kids?
Less welcoming? I don't know. You know, I think we have to consider everybody's rights here. And, you know, we need to consider everybody. So there's other people to consider in this factor that are being made to feel uncomfortable. So we're talking about everybody's rights here, and we definitely need to balance that out.
Are you concerned whether it might lead to greater abuse, bullying of transgender kids, especially if teachers, staff are having to, you know, have these conversations with them as far as what bathroom they have to use?
Yeah. Bullying, obviously, I mean, that's been a huge issue, and that's never acceptable and shouldn't be accepted. And of course, you know, teachers and parents need to monitor that and make sure that is you know, not taking place, and make it known that it's not acceptable, and punishment needs to be dealt out accordingly.
You are the floor manager for a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent, but it would only make it so if Iowa's six surrounding states would also make that change. Do you think this has great support in the Iowa legislature and is a possibility for other states as well?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. It was given to me because, you know, just we kind of utilized the crawl, walk, run, and this. They said, you know, hey, we ran this through before, and it was had gone, and you know, run it through again. So great support. I've had a lot of feedback from, you know, from people in the community, and really excited about it. And then we added the amendment, of course, to give other states the opportunity to come on board with it, which makes it more feasible. You know, to have one state, I think there's a lot of problems that go along with that. We all have stories about I had heard several stories about people, you know, missing appointments, missing weddings, and different things as they crossed over the timeline back and forth. And everybody's impacted by, you know, twice a year by springing forward and falling back. So there's already a movement in Illinois, and we hope to see those other states move along with this as well.
What do you think of the Veteran Affairs Subcommittee bill that's been proposed that would place a 4-year term limit on the commandants serving at the Iowa Veterans Home and also give some more oversight as far as that the person can't serve until they've been reappointed by the governor and reconfirmed by the Senate?
I need to look into that more. I'm on that committee, and I think that's been in a sub, but it hasn't come to us yet to be you know, fully briefed on exactly what that entails. That's a unique skill set. I know some people who are managers of, you know, long-term care, and there are a tremendous amount of rules and regulations that go along with that. And to also be having been a service member previously is another requirement. So that's a unique skill set that is probably pretty difficult to find. So that might create some problems, you know, limiting their term of setting on that position. But there's been some issues come out, and it might be a good thing as well to have them know that they will be out soon, and they need to perform well or be replaced.
At this time, would you say you're unsure of your position on this bill?
On that one, yes, I would say I'm unsure of that. I need to dive into that more and learn more about it before it comes to the floor for a vote.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with District 42 State Senator Jeff Reichman. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.